This is World Lutheran News Digest, an audio news magazine bringing you a look at significant events in worldwide Lutheranism. WLN Digest is produced through the facilities of Worldwide KFUO, a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
I'm Craig D'Onofrio.
And I'm Kip Allen.
Today on World Lutheran News Digest...
This is Craig D'Onofrio for World Lutheran News Digest. The African nation of Liberia has been in the news lately because of the Ebola outbreak. I spoke recently with Bishop Amos Bole of the Evangelical Lutheran Church Liberia about the situation in his country. I'll have that story later in the broadcast.
The rise of militant Islam is putting the West in mortal danger. Robert Spencer, author of Arab Winter Comes to America and founder of Jihad Watch, says the situation is bad and it's getting worse. I'm Kip Allen, and I'll have more later in the broadcast.
Usted está escuchando el resumen de noticias Mundo Luterano. This is World Lutheran News Digest.
Lutheranism is a relatively new faith in Liberia. Bishop Bole says it started in 1978.
Well, basically, the church started in 1978 through the invitation of a man called Dr. Ben Denneth, who is now the late, a board member of the LCMF who invited LCMF mission work to Liberia.
Today, approximately 10,000 souls are members of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Liberia.
Up to now, we have 137 congregations scattered across Liberia. That's how we are, and you're talking about a membership of 9 to 10,000 members across Liberia.
The country was racked by civil war shortly after the Lutheran Church's founding. The civil war broke out in 1989. Missionaries had to flee the country.
Yeah, I would think we were kind of forced into that. What do I mean when I say we were forced into that? We had this 1990 civil war when missionaries who were doing very well, but they had to leave because they were also fleeing for their lives. The war took refugees across to Guinea and Cote d'Ivoire.
By the time the fighting ended in 2003, 250,000 people were dead and 1 million displaced, many in refugee camps in neighboring countries. The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod responded by providing aid to refugees.
And there again, LCMF came to our aid by coming to work with the refugees in the country of Guinea and Cote d'Ivoire, or the Ivory Coast.
Many of the refugees heard the gospel message and became Lutherans. When the Civil War ended, they returned to their homes and established congregations.
And as they were training men, these men, after the war in 2003, they just returned to Liberia, and there became what I would call a phenomenal church growth all across Liberia. Those men went into their towns and villages and just established congregations.
Liberia is a religiously diverse nation, according to Bishop Bole.
I would say the major religion would be Christianity, or is Christianity. Mm-hmm. And you're talking about a country that has 40% Christianity, 40% traditional religion, 20% Islam.
Bishop Bole says that Liberia is officially Christian, but that Islam is making a strong effort to win converts.
They're working very hard, Islam, they're working very hard. They want to really be able to compete with Christianity, but at the moment, Christianity is 40%, and in fact, Liberia is basically known as a Christian nation. Mm. The president, Madam Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, who is a Methodist, of course.
Fortunately, there is little religious conflict within the nation. However, Liberia now faces a new enemy, the Ebola virus. This deadly disease is sweeping across West Africa, including Liberia.
I would tell you that Ebola has hit Liberia and hit Liberia very, very hard.
Ebola has killed 1,400 people so far, nearly half of them in Liberia.
It all started out in the country of Guinea, the neighboring country of Guinea, and then it moved over to Sierra Leone and came over to Liberia. From the three countries, the death toll right now is put up to 1,400, and out of the 1,400 death toll, you have 624 death right in Liberia.
Wow. The Liberian government is doing its best to help its people, but the magnitude of the epidemic has overwhelmed the government.
This thing has far exceeded the financial strength or the economic strength of our government. And in fact, the government sent out requests and said, we want churches, we want non-governmental institutions to assist government effort in doing what we are doing.
Bishop Bolay says one of the biggest obstacles facing Liberians is ignorance of the disease. He says many people simply don't know how the disease spreads or what they can do to help protect themselves.
Basically, a lot of people are dying because they are ignorant about how to prevent themselves from Ebola. So ignorance is the basic thing that is causing a lot of death.
Missionaries and church members are working to spread information on disease prevention.
So we want to spread information on how to prevent yourself, you know, how you get affected by Ebola through touching someone who is already affected, or through, contact with people, body fluid and things like that, and shaking hands with people and not washing your hands, or even trying to avoid handshakes. So those are ways we are going to spread the message so that we educate people into communities on how they can prevent themselves.
If Ebola weren't enough, Liberia is now facing another serious problem, hunger. One of the steps the Liberian government is taking to check the disease's spread is quarantining communities where Ebola is present. This quarantine means that these communities cannot get food.
It brought about a problem of hunger because one way to prevent Ebola from spreading is to quarantine an area. You stop people from one community from moving into another community. But you see, as the government is doing that, which is really good, but it's also creating a high cost of living and it's difficult to get food.
Liberians are trying to control the situation with the help of the international community and individuals and organizations such as the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Bishop Bolay has a message for the American people.
Thanks to America, just yesterday on the internet, I saw that you have delivered 16 tons of medical equipment to Liberia. And not only that, but you send men in Liberia to help us, like the doctor who just got healed from Ebola. Mm-hmm. So I just say, please continue your assistance to Liberia. Please continue your assistance to Sierra Leone, to Guinea, to Nigeria, so that we get over this Ebola situation.
Money and supplies are needed to continue aid to the Liberian people. To make a donation, go to lcms.org. The official website of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. I'm Craig D'Onofrio, World Lutheran News Digest.
This is World Lutheran News Digest. இது லோக லூதரன் வார்த்தா பரிபாடியாகுனு.
Hi, Craig D'Onofrio here. I want to invite you to join me Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. for Reformation Rush Hour. We'll have some of today's most interesting and intelligent people on the show. We'll talk about news that affects your faith. We'll look at the world around you and talk about how it interacts with Christianity. And we'll have a good time doing it all. This is the fastest hour in radio as you drive home Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. right after Issues Etc. on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Hi, I'm Mark Hawkinson, host of Jubilation on Worldwide KFUO. Coming up this Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m., I'm going to be sharing not only great Christ-centered hymns and songs, I'm going to be also providing various scriptures for you all about the subject of a real hope. See, when yours is centered in Jesus totally, then you have a hope with no minus sign attached to it. So join me Sunday for great music and a hope with no minus sign as Jubilation from 1 to 4 p.m. on Worldwide KFUO.
Listening to Worldwide KFUO on the go with your smartphone doesn't mean you have to walk around with earbuds all day. You can Bluetooth across the room to a speaker system in your home or listen on radios that have built-in smartphone cradles. There are many easy ways to listen to worldwidekfuo.org on the air, online, and on demand. We proclaim the clear gospel message of Christ crucified for our sins. The messenger of good news, Worldwide KFUO.
If you have a question or comment for us at Worldwide KFUO, it's easy to contact us on our website, kfuoam.org. On our homepage, click on Contact Us, where you'll find a map and directions to the station, our telephone numbers, and an online contact form. You can also send an email to our in-studio account, kfuo@kfuo.org. We'd be happy to hear from you today. Thanks for listening to Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Worldwide KFUO is the most trusted place for sacred music of the church, where every night of the year you can hear sacred music. Weeknights at 6 p.m., listen to sacred music on AM 850 KFUO in St. Louis, as well as streaming online at kfuo.org. Our online stream is in high-quality stereo, so you can hear the difference wherever you listen, on your computer, on Wi-Fi radio, and on your smartphone. We're Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
This is World Lutheran News Digest. Это всемирные лютеранские новости.
Change in the Middle East started in 2010 as popular movements overthrew dictators and monarchs in the Arab world. Western leaders greeted the change as Arab Spring in the hope that the old authoritarian regimes would be replaced by democracies. But instead of democracies, militant Islamic fundamentalists seized powers in many countries. Robert Spencer, author and outspoken critic of militant Islam, says the West is in denial about the threat. He says this is especially true of President Obama regarding the Islamic State, which has risen in Syria and Iraq.
Barack Obama said that the Islamic State had nothing to do with Islam and did not represent any religion. This is the same denial and the same willful ignorance that the book is all about.
Spencer says official policy of the United States is that the Muslim religion has nothing to do with the rise of violence committed in its name.
We have a administration in the United States today that is committed as a matter of policy to denying that Islam has anything to do with the violence committed in its name all over the world. And this kind of policy is dangerous.
This policy is dangerous on a number of levels, he says.
It's misleading, it's wrong, it's false, it's willfully ignorant, and above all, it prevents us from being able to deal properly with the jihad threat, because you cannot defeat an enemy you do not understand.
Spencer says that despite claims to the opposite, forced conversion and subjugation of non-Muslims is part of that religion.
Other than that, all the main schools and sects of Islam, all the various schools of law and the various groups, even the Sufis, teach warfare against unbelievers and the necessity ultimately to subjugate unbelievers under the rule of Islamic law.
While Spencer recognizes that most Muslims do not adhere to the philosophy of war against non-Muslims, those who do are on solid Islamic theological ground.
Other than that, all the main schools and sects of Islam, all the various schools of law and the various groups, even the Sufis, teach warfare against unbelievers and the necessity ultimately to subjugate unbelievers under the rule of Islamic law.
Spencer says that many of the Islamic groups operating in the United States are linked to the radical Muslim Brotherhood. He says these groups are responsible for the term Islamophobia, which is used to silence opposition.
Islamophobia is a word that was popularized by Muslim Brotherhood organizations in the United States, particularly the International Institute of Islamic Thought and the Council on American Islamic Relations, groups that are linked to Hamas and the Muslim Brotherhood.
It's a tactic that is part and parcel of jihad, according to Spencer.
It's a tactic that is used to silence all the critics of Islamic jihad so as to clear away all the obstacles to the advance of that jihad.
He says this tactic has been extremely effective.
And what the idea of it is to intimidate people into thinking that there's something wrong with resisting jihad terrorism, that it's bigoted and racist and hateful to oppose jihad violence. And they want to make people ashamed of doing so. And it's really been remarkably successful.
In fact, Spencer has been barred from travel to the United Kingdom because of his public statements about Islam and violence.
When I was planning to go back in 2013, I was banned by the UK Home Office, and they sent that said that I was not allowed to come into the country because I spoke about how Islam had a doctrine of violence and warfare against unbelievers.
Spencer says that the British government apparently applied a different set of rules for a Muslim cleric who preaches violence against non-Muslims.
Ironically, the week before that I was supposed to go into Britain along with my colleague, Pamela Geller, the British authorities admitted into the country a man named Muhammad al-Arifi, who is a Saudi sheikh who has said that jihad involves the smashing of skulls and the tearing of infidels limb from limb, and that this is an honor to the believers.
Spencer says he believes that many law enforcement and intelligence people are aware of the danger, but are being hampered by pressure from above.
I mean, see, the problem is that you have this official denial that's right up at the top. And so while there are many mid-level people in government and law enforcement who know what's up, who know what the problem is, and who are deeply committed to protecting Americans and defending Americans from this problem, at the same time, they're stymied by their superiors.
Although governmental intelligence bodies, such as the National Security Agency, have the technical capability to monitor suspect groups, policy prevents them, according to Spencer.
And, of course, all the scandal about the NSA surveillance and the fact that everything, you know, every phone call and every email is being looked at the same time as mosques are being specifically exempted from any kind of surveillance, because that would be Islamophobic. It's ridiculous. You're taking the place that would be the most likely source for this kind of activity and ruling it out as being one place that's off limits.
One group that has enormous influence in American affairs, according to Spencer, is the Council on American Islamic Relations, known as CAIR.
They're a Hamas-linked Muslim Brotherhood front group. They're the leading Islamic organization in the United States. They're the go-to organization for media that wants quotes about some issue regarding Islam. They are very influential in the Obama administration.
CAIR has condemned Islamic violence in the past, but Spencer says he believes the condemnation is only for Western consumption.
They don't deal with the fact that the Islamic State makes a case on Islamic grounds for what it does. They never refute the case that the Islamic State makes. They just say, well, we condemn this, and it seems as if it's more for Western consumption, because they don't say anything that would actually convince somebody who believed in the Islamic State to change his mind.
CAIR is one of the most prominent groups on the Middle East in the United States. Media and government officials are often advised by them.
And that is just absolutely not on the radar screen for any American official. And that's what's just so ridiculous about this. They assume that there is no deception, that these people can be taken entirely at face value, even though CAIR has been named an unindicted co-conspirator in a Hamas terror funding case. Even though CAIR is a Muslim Brotherhood organization and the Brotherhood is dedicated, in its own words, to eliminating and destroying Western civilization from within, even though several CAIR officials have been arrested and convicted of terrorism-related activity.
Spencer has some harsh words for the American media.
All these things never seem to register with the mainstream media that consistently quotes CAIR officials and identifies CAIR as a civil rights organization without ever mentioning the arrests, the co-conspirator status, the ties to the Muslim Brotherhood and Hamas, nothing. And this is deceiving the American people, and it's dangerous in many ways, particularly because of CAIR's influence in the U.S. government.
Spencer says the ultimate goal of these groups is imposition of Islamic or Sharia law on everyone, although CAIR denies this.
And see, Sharia is an integral part of Islam. And of course the Islamic supremacist groups like CAIR have every intention of bringing Islamic law here. There's just no doubt about that whatsoever. But they can't say that openly to the American people, because obviously Islamic law involves the beheadings, the stonings, the amputations, all these things, the systematic denial of rights of women and non-Muslims. And so they can't front for that. They have to obfuscate and deceive.
The Arab Spring is turning into winter worldwide. The rise of groups such as the Islamic State, with its beheading of American journalists, mass murder of surrendered soldiers, taking Yazidi women as sex slaves, and destruction of Christian communities, is just the latest example. And these extremists claim, and may well believe, that they are committing these crimes for God. Jesus warned us this would happen in the book of John, chapter 16, verse 2, when he said, "Indeed, the hour is coming when whoever kills you will think he is offering service to God." Kip Allen, World Lutheran News Digest.
This is World Lutheran News Digest. ഇത് ലോക ലൂത്രൻ വാർത്താ പരിപാടി ആകുന്നു. യാ വിശ്വ ലൂത്രൻ സമാചാർ ഹേ.
Hi, Craig D'Onofrio here. I want to invite you to join me Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. for Reformation Rush Hour. We'll have some of today's most interesting and intelligent people on the show. We'll talk about news that affects your faith. We'll look at the world around you and talk about how it interacts with Christianity. And we'll have a good time doing it all. This is the fastest hour in radio as you drive home Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. right after Issues Etc. on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Hi, I'm Mark Hawkins and host of Jubilation on Worldwide KFUO. Coming up this Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m., I'm going to be sharing not only great Christ-centered hymns and songs, I'm going to be also providing various scriptures for you all about the subject of a real hope. See, when yours is centered in Jesus totally, then you have a hope with no minus sign attached to it. So join me Sunday for great music and a hope with no minus sign. That's Jubilation from 1 to 4 p.m. on Worldwide KFUO.
Listening to Worldwide KFUO on the go with your smartphone doesn't mean you have to walk around with earbuds all day. You can Bluetooth across the room to a speaker system in your home or listen on radios that have built-in smartphone cradles. There are many easy ways to listen to WorldwideKFUO.org on the air, online, and on demand. We proclaim the clear gospel message of Christ crucified for our sins. The messenger of good news, Worldwide KFUO.
If you have a question or comment for us at Worldwide KFUO, it's easy to contact us on our website, kfuoam.org. On our homepage, click on Contact Us, where you'll find a map and directions to the station, our telephone numbers, and an online contact form. You can also send an email to our in-studio account, kfuo@kfuo.org. We'd be happy to hear from you today. Thanks for listening to Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Worldwide KFUO is the most trusted place for sacred music of the church, where every night of the year you can hear sacred music. Weeknights at 6 p.m., listen to sacred music on AM 850 KFUO in St. Louis, as well as streaming online at kfuo.org. Our online stream is in high-quality stereo, so you can hear the difference wherever you listen, on your computer, on Wi-Fi radio, and on your smartphone. We're Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Este é Notícias Luteranas pelo Mundo. This is World Lutheran News Digest.
And now, World Lutheran News Digest presents Laughs for Lutherans.
Well, hello there. We're the Looney Lutherans on tour with our new cookbook, Use Your Food.
A guide to healthy living inside and out.
From our kitchen to yours.
Eat like a Lutheran.
I'm Lois Jensen.
I'm Ginger Johnson.
And I'm Bella Anderson, Italian by birth, Lutheran by marriage.
We've been taking our Ford LTD on a tour across the country to talk about healthy living the Lutheran way. Using items from your very own kitchen, you can create a healthy body, a healthy mind, and a healthy heart.
Of course, even if you aren't Lutheran, our tips will work for you.
Ready, gals? A one, a two, a one, two, three.
We are the Loony Lutherans, wacky, crazy Lutherans.
We serve Jell-O on the side,
make hot dishes with pride.
We're the Loony Lutherans.
I am Ginger Johnson with an O and not an E.
I am Bella Anderson, my mom's from Italy.
I am Lois Jensen, the tallest of the three. We're musketeers.
Been friends for years.
Stand together steadfastly.
A one, two, three.
We are the Loony Lutherans, sometimes goofy Lutherans.
We like to clap on one and three.
Make our bars and drink coffee.
We are so loony.
Stir our coffee with a spoonie.
This is our little toonie.
Stole it from a cartoonie.
I love George Clooney.
Oh, we're the Loony Lutherans. Now let's start the show. Amen.
You're having company for dinner and you want to impress.
Just start with your basic hamburger hot dish and top the hot dish with coconut. You top the hot dish with coconut and pineapple tidbits. You top the hot dish with coconut. They'll think it's so exotic, not run of the mill. It's so unusual, they all will eat their fill, and they won't have a clue just how easy it can be if you start with your basic hot dish recipe and top the hot dish with coconut. You top the hot dish with coconut and pineapple tidbits. You top the hot dish with coconut, and all the folks will say, oof-da! What a fancy dish, they'll say, oof-da! We like it like this, they'll say, oof-da! It's so delish, they'll say, oof-da! But it's just hot dish, you top the hot dish with coconut. You top the hot dish with coconut and pineapple tidbits. You top the hot dish with coconut. You top the hot dish with coconut. What a fancy dish, they'll say,
top the hot dish with coconut.
We like it like this, they'll say,
top the hot dish with coconut.
It's so delish, they'll say,
top the hot dish with coconut.
But it's just hot dish, you're having company for dinner. You want to impress,
you top the hot dish with
your basic hamburger hot dish.
You top the hot dish with coconut. 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 You top the hot dish with coconut and pineapple tidbits. You top the hot dish with the coconut. You top the hot dish with coconut.
World Lutheran News Digest is a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. WLN Digest is produced through the facilities of Worldwide KFUO. You can also listen to WLN Digest on demand at KFUO.org. To correspond with World Lutheran News Digest, email news@KFUO.org.